Welcome to season four of The Collective Table. Hi, everybody. It's Dana.
Hi, it's Chelsea. And Dana, I have to say, I'm so excited to be back talking with you. We've had a couple really great seasons where we have interviewed some amazing people.
Amazing.
It's been an exciting couple months, but I'm so glad to be back talking with you about faith, about the Bible, about our spirituality. It's just good to be back in conversation.
It is. I love it. I'm so happy. I love to be in person. I love to be in community. And so it is just a joy and a pleasure. And we are so excited to actually talk about our season four, which is the art of community.
Yeah. And it is kind of this interesting time to talk about community because, as we all know, we're still living in this liminal space of COVID. I mean, it's just wild that we're still here, but we're still here. We're still trying to figure out what does community mean. And for me, not having community has proven how much community means to me and
Amen.
How much I need it.
Amen.
Yeah, it's for my well-being, for my mental health, for my spiritual development. I mean, all of these things, we're built to do this together. And so not having it for all this time, it's really proven to me, no, we need it. And even in the midst of this, we need to find ways to have community safely, but we need to find ways to do it.
We do. And I will say that, as some of you know, I'm in seminary at Duke and I'm finishing it up. I've got two semesters left, and we were supposed to be in person on campus last week. And I love my cohort. Shout out to them if they're listening. And sure enough, I got moved online. And so I was so very disappointed. But understood that we had to be safe. So we were still in community. We were just back in virtual community, which is still community. But again, boy, do I like to be in person.
Yeah, it's a different
kind of gal.
Different kind of thing, for sure. But we want to spend this season talking about the art of community. You know, as we look into scripture, we see again and again and again, Jesus and the early church really telling us, you know, community matters. We're built to have our faith life in community. We were not built to do this alone. And so how do we do it? We got to figure out how to do that. And so this season really is looking at some of those narratives and then figuring out how do we do this, giving practical tools and tips for how you at home can have community with one person, two other people, maybe someone online, but figuring out a way that you can get into community to talk about your faith.
Talk about your faith. So, I mean, I think about, you know, Genesis, God created two people because God knew that we needed each other to really have conversation and be in relationship with. And that's what this is about. And for this particular community, it is a Christian, Christ-centered community. So we're talking about our Christian faith or our Christian journey because we're all in different places. Mm-hmm. We are talking to some people who are not sure where they are. They've heard about this Christianity thing. Maybe they're just kind of trying to figure out where they are. To people who have been hurt by Christianity but just can't walk away from this amazing person named Jesus. To those who are practicing and have been practicing their entire lives. So this is really about that Christ-centered community, which is different than maybe if you're a part of your volleyball community or a part of a book group that's talking about a particular book. So that's going to be the focus of this group,
right?
Of these groups.
And the goal is, you know, to really have a way that you, to find a way to be your most full self in this community. So how can you be authentic and genuine and honest and vulnerable about some of these deep things that sit in us that we don't always have opportunity to talk about in a book club or a volleyball club or something like that? Really give space for us to wrestle and question and support one another in our spiritual life. You know, this is complicated. There are things that are found in the scriptures that contradict each other or that we've had questions about forever, or we want to push back against this teaching we've been taught for our whole lives. And so the point of this is really to have authentic space to talk about our spiritual lives so that we might move deeper into our discipleship, that it might have a more impact on ourselves, on our families, on our community. But that's why this is a little bit different than maybe some of the other clubs or communities we're a part of.
Yeah, I mean, I think when we have conversations, when Chelsea and Dana have conversations, and many of you don't hear all the conversations we have, but the things that I enjoy is that we ask each other all kinds of stuff and deep stuff. And we talk about our brokenness and we talk about our joys and we talk about just the messiness of our lives. And That is my hope for this. And it takes time. I mean, Chelsea and I have known each other for a while. Like, it takes time to get to that space. But hopefully we can start crafting that and giving you some tools to frame those worlds so that you can, you know, go into those, because it just, it is transformative.
And I'll say, we don't always agree.
No.
Like, we quite often, you know, are pushing back against each other. And I think that that's one of the misconceptions about Christian community. And certainly it is true in some churches that if you don't believe this, they kick you out. If you don't act this way, you're gone. But I think when a Christian faith community is at its best, it allows for these different interpretations and different ways of living out the gospel and pushback, and because that all makes us stronger.
Yes.
And as we'll see throughout this season, we're looking at 1 Corinthians for a large part of this season and really seeing how, you know, they were doing things, you know, they weren't doing things the best of Christian ways all of the time. And Paul really came to say, listen, we got to be unified in this following Jesus thing. You don't have to be the same. In fact, I don't want you to be the same.
Yeah.
But we want to be unified under this. How do we follow Jesus? How do we do the things that Jesus taught us to do? And so that looks different for all of us. And to really have the space to think about, where does that mean for my life? What does that mean for your life? And how are those two things okay, even though they're different?
And be able to share them together and be able to seek with curiosity on how it's different. So, how are we going to frame this season? We want to give you materials so that you don't walk into this like, okay, great, this sounds awesome, but how do I do this? Because a lot of times you walk into something, there's no structure to it, and it falls flat. So we want to create structure.
We're structure people.
We're structure people.
And I think some of this is really asking you to be brave.
Yes.
You know, to walk into spaces, you know, when you grow up with a certain particular Christian lens and all of a sudden things don't start making sense, it can take a lot of courage to ask questions, to push back. And I know when I first moved here, I was lonely and I didn't have a church community, and how much courage it took for me to muster to walk finally into a church community. So we know this isn't easy. But what makes it easier is having the tools and tips that we're going to provide, different avenues of spiritual practices, questions to kind of break apart the scripture, and then, of course, our podcast content. So the conversations that Dana and I and Reverend Claire will have to really kind of start some of those conversations and some of those ways you can gather together.
Yes. And so all of this information will be available to you. You can sign up. You can go to our website, thecollectivetable.org, under season 4. And we will put together, you'll have access to obviously our podcast episodes, but also meditations, music, art. These are all forms of spiritual practices, and we'll create a guide for how you can think about using them. And then you'll have questions, as Chelsea said. You know, hopefully you can find at least another person or two to have these conversations with. We understand that everybody's in a different space, and so maybe you're not quite ready to talk to somebody about this. We'll actually offer ways for you to do this by yourself. You could write journals, do a journal entry, maybe act as if you're talking to God and mm-hmm. God is the other person. Or then hopefully move into a more small group experience, all the way to what would a dinner church experience look like? How could you use this in a dinner church experience?
Yeah, really, we want to provide stepping stones to get you to that community experience. Because like we said at the start of this episode, nothing beats being in community together. We are built for connection. We're built to be doing faith together, living life together. And so we want to help get you there. So if it's not readily available right now, maybe in a couple months it can be. We're hoping to create some online forum experiences. We have the virtual book club for people to engage no matter where you are. But really the goal is to help get you to a community. And so we hope that you will follow along in this season as we talk about the art of community, and along the way provide really helpful tips and tools to help you create your own community so that you might live your most authentic, vulnerable, honest self in this new year.
Absolutely. And so once again, check us out at thecollectivetable.org, season 4. We will be releasing our first episode in the very near future, so stay tuned for that. And of course, if you have any questions or thoughts or feedback, we welcome it and encourage you to reach out to us through our email and just send us a message. Let us know what's going on.
Yeah, we're with you on the journey, and we're honored to be with you. So feel free to reach out anytime. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook for those daily messages of encouragement. encouragement and support. But we're grateful that you're here, grateful that you're listening.
Thanks a lot. We look forward to talking to you soon.